Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, Rachel, I called in on 527 and updated my payment Visa card. I had to update the number, and I got a thing, an email on my phone that says that it needs to be updated. So I wasn't sure, you know, what to do except call you back and ask somebody to check it.
Okay. I would be happy to do that. And if I could please have your first and last name.
Yes, my name is Ruth Conger.
Okay, please spell the last name.
C-O-N-G-E-R.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you for that information. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
It's 6129 Crownfield Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28212.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I've gotten an account located showing your name and address.
Yes.
And it looks like you have two subscriptions. Let's see. Shows you have the vitamin D3. As well as the Omex 3 Ultra Pure.
Yes.
And it shows two separate card numbers. What's the card, the last four digits?
Okay, I'll have to get the card number.
Okay.
I don't know why they didn't delete that other one. That was kind of dumb. But anyway.
Yes, ma'am. We're not able to do that in the call center. You would have to actually sign in online and remove that.
Hang on a second.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, let me. That's the fish oil there.
I can give you the new card.
Yes, ma'am.
Account.
If you could please provide the last four digits of the card that it should be, maybe just
yes.
One of them got updated.
9580.
All right. So 9580. I wonder why. It's only so much that we can see into the accounts as opposed to times past there. So what I will do, since it still shows a Visa that ends in 3148 and expires 1025.
Exactly.
I can.
Wait, it's not going to go through that Visa because it was fraud.
Okay.
So I have thrown it away and cut it up and all that kind of stuff.
So the only
card that it'll go through on is the one that's 9580.
Okay. All right. Now, it won't allow me an option to delete here, but I can either send the link for you to update it, or it does give me an option where I can replace it. But the other payment, I guess it shows that because you have two separate subscriptions. That's what it is. So one of them just got updated.
Okay, well, like I said, the one that's got 9580 is the one that I'll be using from now on, and both of those prescriptions will be on it.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Now, do you want to send me a link where I can tell you that that can be deleted or what?
No, ma'am. I can't delete it, but I can update, or it says replace card, so I can actually replace it. If you would like for me to do that, and
what about the other one? You'll still have that on there?
Now the other one, you have two separate subscriptions. So what it is, the one that ends in 9580, maybe that one's for the vitamin D3, and it shows the one below that ends in 3148. Maybe that's still attached to the fish oil.
Okay.
Is the way that it looks
well,
like.
Well, how can I get them both on that card and have that card deleted out of the system?
Okay, what I can do is I can update it here. Let me also do something else here.
Yeah, update it for both of the prescriptions. That'll be a good thing.
Yes, ma'am. One is already updated for you, so I do apologize for the inconvenience. Your billing address of 6129 Crownfield Lane, is that the, that's the same
that's
for the
correct address? Billing?
All right. So Crownfield Lane, and there is no apartment number, and that's in Charlotte.
It's a house.
All right, so that's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hold on. Scroll down. All right, so I need to put in the city here. All right, so that's Charlotte. The address is 28212.
That is the zip code.
Mm-hmm. 282. I'm sorry, I may have said address, but...
No, that's okay. That's okay. That is the zip code for my address, which is has not changed, and it's still 6129 Crownfield Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28212.
Okay. Okay. Let me just confirm that that is the case there. And the only thing that's left, if you could please provide me with the full card number, please.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, it is 4072-2102-9925-9580. Expiration date is 5/26.
Okay, so that's May of 2020.
And it's in the name of Ruth Bond Conger, which that's me. I may have had it, you know, when I first started, I may have used Bonnie Conger because my mother and I had the same name and our Social Security cards were very much alike. So when I retired, I legally became Ruth Bond Conger.
Yes, ma'am.
So is it in the name Ruth Bond Conger or is it in the other name? I think I probably told them that, though.
Yes, ma'am. It does have Ruth Conger here.
That's good.
Yes,
do you
ma'am.
Need the... that number on the back of the card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's 987.
Okay, 987. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let me just double check. I have all of the digits. Expires 5/26, 987. Put in the street address, city, state, and zip code. So now I'm ready to confirm.
So is that the card number you had? You want me to make call up out to you again and make sure, or are you okay with that?
It's okay now. As
okay,
opposed
good.
Where it shows the did show the two card numbers for each subscription, now it shows the since it's one card, now it just shows one payment method.
Okay.
So now
so 9580 is for both of them, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But you said you couldn't delete it out, right, of the system?
Well, it looks like the system automatically did what it needed to do because that other card's not showing. But
good.
No, I couldn't manually do it, but the system looks like it took care of it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your taking the time to do this.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can do to assist? Anything that
I
you would like
so,
to...
Unless you want to do Delta Dental and
Delta
Spectrum.
Dental?
I got to do those two as well.
Okay.
But I doubt any of them, but those are open today. So
okay. Well, the
anyway,
company.
Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good afternoon. I'm sorry you have to work on the holiday.
No problem, ma'am. The company is still having the Memorial Day special there. Anything that you would need, like our cryo-free CBD roll-on, probably be discounted for you.
No, I don't think so. But
not
I did see
time?
That my two that I have were both discounted.
Oh, okay.
But I
yes,
didn't
ma'am.
Do anything about it.
Okay.
I think it may have been just for today. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, I appreciate you telling me that. But But the only two I use are the fish oils and the vitamin D.
Okay.
So thank you. But thank you for telling me about it. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling Omax Health.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.